And we are back, and we are the Run Duo. I am Tommy.
What's up, good people? It's India.
Yes, it is. Yes, it's over. Yes. 2023 is coming to an end.
Done. Done.
Done. What? I mean, you know, and what's crazy is, India, I just, a couple of minutes ago, because you had me go look up some stuff for to go over our different stuff. So I kind of listened to our first podcast of 2023. And the crazy thing is, I'm listening to it. I'm like, I feel like I just said that a month ago. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we just did that podcast. Mm-hmm. It feels like it was just like maybe a couple of months ago. It doesn't feel like it was 12 months ago. That's how fast. And as you get older, I mean, I'm sure you're feeling it too, India. As you get older, them years just...
Oh, they do. They
just start clicking past like nothing.
They do click past. And I'm just like, what is happening? It's so funny because so I'll be 40 next year. And I chuckle because...
4-0.
Yes, I chuckle because I remember when I was a little girl and I used to think people that was in their like 30s were old. 30 and 40, I'm like, y'all old. Woo! Now I'm like almost 40. I'm like, child, I'm not old. I am aging like fine wine, and I am good. So I'm sorry for anybody that I call old when I was a little girl.
I mean, it is what it is, you know. Hey, I was the same way. Like, man, if those people old, yeah, Lord, like, yeah, that ain't nothing. You got a long way to go.
I still got a good life to live, a whole bunch of life to live, still exactly. To go. So
how was your Thanksgiving? Did you have a good Thanksgiving? Or did we talk about Thanksgiving already?
I don't think we did, but if we did, it's okay. My Thanksgiving was good. Spent it in my husband Braxton and his family on his family's side of town because we'll be going to Texas. We'll be going to Texas. Excuse me. I don't know why I tried to say that sentence in one long sentence, one breath, and I had to like, you don't have enough breath. Anyway, yeah. We'll be spending time in Texas for Christmas with my family. So we did the opposite, but it was good, relaxing, not much going on. So it was a good time.
And actually, I think we did talk about Thanksgiving, but I wanted to you said what I wanted to hear. What you doing for Christmas? So
yes,
what so you gonna get for Christmas?
Yes.
What you gonna get that boy?
We are flying to Texas to see my family. Mm-hmm. So we'll be there for a good week or so. So
that's
we are
nice.
Looking forward to that. We've had some exciting times whenever we're in Texas. So we're just looking forward to family time. So we'll be there. And then, of course, my brother had a little girl. So it's the first grandbaby of the family. And so I haven't met her yet. So we're excited to be able to meet the baby. So
yes, I'm sure that will be nice.
Yeah.
I'm sure that will be nice. And I've met your family before, you know, of course,
yes.
Very, very nice people. So when you and Braxton go to Texas, do y'all stay at your family's house? Y'all get your own hotel?
No, my parents get very offended if we get try to get a hotel, but there's plenty of room there. And so we definitely stay there. We don't get a car. We don't get a hotel. Literally, we just fly there and they take care of everything else. It's so funny. Prior to us being married, even when we were engaged and we were busy, they are very traditional. My parents are still very traditional. And so we would sleep in separate rooms. Like they were they were very adamant about us sleeping in separate rooms.
Not
at
y'all married. Not at y'all married.
They said, my mom already confirmed, y'all married now, so y'all can sleep in the same room. But they also like, don't forget that our bedroom is above the guest room. And I'm like, whatever. But that's how my parents are.
But so let's go back. Before you were married, y'all in the separate rooms. Did Braxton sneak in there? Come on. Did Braxton sneak in?
No, he's not. Braxton, I don't know if people know Braxton, but he is very, like, rule follower. We would have our moments, but, like, no.
Mm-mm. Okay.
No, he's more good. A rule follower than I would. I would be the person. He's like, get out of here. I don't want to.
I don't want to get in trouble.
Yes. He is a rule follower. I'm the one that's going to be rebellious and be like, man, whatever. But he's like,
dude,
I ain't got time to be getting on your parents' bad side. And I ain't wiped you up yet. So he's like, I'm not here for that.
Well, you're good. That's good that y'all, you know, you stay. Because when I mean, back in the day when I was in your age range and, you know, my dad was still alive and, you know, I would go home with a date or whoever, you know, we would usually stay with them. And then, of course, if we went, you know, whoever I was dating at the time, if we went to their parents, we would usually stay with them too. But I ain't gonna lie. I'm like, give me a hotel room. I want to be able to just relax. I don't want to, because like with my family is, all right, y'all, everybody get up. We got biscuits. We got eggs. Y'all got, come on, you know, and all that. I'm like, dude, my mom
we do a lot of sleeping while we're there, but my mom definitely has her routines. Like breakfast on Christmas morning is a whole thing. She has games played. We do this ping pong tournament every year. So there's like all these things that she has that are very planned. And I think us staying at the house is so that we can also make sure that we participate, because I feel like if we don't stay at the house, she knows that there's commuting time and, on the way, and then waiting and stuff. But I mean, I don't know. I don't know for us. I mean, I'd be cool because we don't have to. It's less expenses, because when we fly to Texas, when we fly to Texas for the holidays, them tickets be a nice little penny. So we were like, listen, if we can save the money, and Braxton doesn't mind. I think when we first did it, we sit down and have a whole couples conversation. Like, are you comfortable staying at the house and stuff?
Yeah,
but I don't know. But my parents be offended, child, if I ever mention a hotel, because I think I mentioned that the first time we were coming, and they were like, What
were you saying?
Excuse me.
Well,
we have room. Of course,
yeah. When we, you know, Heather and I went to Baltimore, we'd stay at her mom's house, you know, that kind of thing. You know, which is, you know, great. It was great. Like you said, we flying in. Baltimore tickets ain't cheap. We got, you know, somebody to look after the kid, whatever. But I will say this, the one time I went home once, my best friend was getting married. This is when I didn't live in Orlando anymore. My best friend was getting married. My dad was at the wedding, and I told him I was the best man. So I was like, Dad, you know, I was staying out at the hotel, you know, because I was part of the wedding party.
Right.
I was like, Dad, I ain't going to be able to, you know, I'm part of the wedding party. You know, when he goes on, you know, once he's married, he's with his wife, I got to take care of the hotel suite, you know, all that. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. My dad did not talk to me for 6 months because he was hot that I did not stay at the house. He was like, I don't care what you my son, you can stay, because he was like, look here, you can use the car, you know. He's like, I was like, Dad, I gotta, you know, he was hot. So I completely understand
too. Like, I don't see my family often. Obviously this year they were at the wedding and stuff like that, so I've seen them, but it's not like I go there every other month or every quarter. I think I've seen them 3 times this year because I went for my sister-in-law's baby shower as well. So it's kind of one of those things where I have been able to see them. So I think it's that too. They like trying to soak up all the time they can to be able to see me. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I completely understand. Well, enjoy yourself. Safe travels.
Yes, thank you.
We will be right here doing the whole, you know, Santa Claus thing.
Yes. Yes. I'm here, sure Trey is excited.
Yeah, shoot, Heather more excited because it's, you know, I guess this is the first time that maybe Jasmine can actually kind of
open gifts.
Open gifts and stuff like that.
Be excited about,
you know,
things.
Exactly. Yeah. So Heather's ready to, you know, wear out that iPhone with pictures.
On Christmas
Day. Yes. But anyway, that's great. Like I said, safe travels.
Thank you.
What it's coming to the end of the year. I mean, did we make resolutions? Did we keep our resolutions? I don't know if I did or if I did not.
If we kept resolutions, I don't know, because we was coming off of that 2022 New York City Marathon. So I feel like we may not have made resolutions, or I think one of my resolutions was to stay consistent, and that did not happen. But it's funny because, you know, just thinking about the year, it's been 5 years since we have been recording consistent organic podcast content for us. And, you know, it's just crazy because I truly love and enjoy being able to just have organic conversations about running and just the realness of what it is to be runners that aren't all into the extraness of running. Just enjoying running, going to races, enjoying it, conversations, etc. Not a lot of push on a lot of things. So I probably did have some New Year's resolutions. I know this year was a lot of less running for me, which is different. Mm-hmm. And just accepting what that is. I think sometimes we get into this, like, me as a personality is running, and it's like, no, you got a lot more going on than just that. And I think that this 2023 was a year pivoting for me. And so I am still trying to figure out what that looks like for me. So it was a good year, Good year.
Yeah. I mean, you know, honestly, you know, because I used to post like every train and run, like, you know, like most people do. But I remember one year, you know, I think it's Facebook or what's the other? Instagram. They mm-hmm. give you your top photos of the year. And all mm-hmm. of my photos were running. And I was like, that's not who I, you know, my whole life is not running. I do all kinds of other things. And that's when I said, you know what? I'm not gonna post my training runs anymore. I'm just gonna, you know, just run. But I let, you know, life kind of get involved. And this year, one of my things was to get past that, you know, life getting involved and get my running, you know, because I mm-hmm. definitely enjoy running, which I mm-hmm. think, you know, from April till about November, I think I did really well. Eventually, mm-hmm. life did kind of pull itself back in and mm-hmm. kind of stop me from doing it. But I think I did a really good job from April to November of being consistent, training for races that, you know, because I let Heather do all her races, I really didn't get to run too many of them. Mm-hmm. But I still did the training. So
yeah.
I'm very proud of myself for doing that. But I'm going to get back at it. And like I think I say this every year, I'm going to get more into the weightlifting, because as you get older, that becomes really more important mm-hmm. is, you know, strength training, cross training, that sort of thing.
Yeah, definitely. And I'll say, of course, I haven't been doing as much running, but I have been doing a lot more race announcing. I did a lot more race announcing in 2023 mm-hmm. Than before. And I've grabbed some big, big race announcing contracts that I was hoping for and excited about. And now for 2024, I already have 4 races on the book. So I'm looking forward to that. And listen, I love when these race directors be consistent and they have their schedule ready and they ask me, I'm like, okay, I can lock this, you know, I can lock this this weekend down to announce your race. But because, you know, I am a planner at heart. So I feel like my racing schedule has transitioned to race announcing schedule. And honestly, mm-hmm. you know, whenever I am race announcing, I'm enjoying it. I'm still out in the race environment, but it's just different mm-hmm. than me actually running. But I think as a runner, it just gives me a different vibe because I am a runner and announcing the races. So looking forward to 2024.
Well, I mean, I know a lot of runners who do different things in the running community besides just mm-hmm. run, volunteering, mm-hmm. you know, yep. actually, you know, race directing. Yeah, this year. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's just being a part of that running community that you know a lot of people enjoy beyond just the actual physical part of running races. So
that's great. Well, we recorded about 24 episodes in 2023. It was about 24 episodes, so kudos to us, Tommy. We did well. And I know that, you know, before I said, well, what was our most listened to episode? And like you mentioned earlier, it was our first episode of 2023. I guess people were trying to figure out what we was going to do for the new year, if anything was changing, et cetera. Or people just probably found out about us maybe and then said, let me go back to the first episode of the year. So, of course, that's exciting. And then, of course, our next one was the episode with Allison Mariella Desir. So thank you so much for being a guest, Allison, on our podcast. And thank you to our listeners for continuing to hang with us. We've been recording podcasts consistently since 2018, Tommy. Can you believe that?
I know. I looked at that because, you know, it's actually, it says on our logo, it says, and I was like, 2018?
Yes.
Good God.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, right.
And we definitely have some loyal listeners. So thank you all mm-hmm. so much. And even for us, if we're falling off on posting on social or things like that, some of y'all, a lot of you guys have it in queue, knowing that every other week a podcast is being dropped. So thank you all for the love and the consistency. We really, really, really appreciate it.
Yes, indeedy.
All right.
I'm with you on that as far as, you know, how long we've been doing it. And I mean, been, you know, basically consistent. I mean, we went through a pandemic. I mean, mm-hmm. just, you know, when I look at, you know, because there are some podcasts that I remember that started the same time as us and, you know, some that started before us that are no longer around. But, you know, I think like we talked to, Slow AF. I think he started around the same time as us, if not a little bit before us as well. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, and he's still, you know, still doing his thing, you know, spreading his wings. And I think we've done the same thing.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And I know that we've had some listeners that have been hanging with us since the beginning. So thank you all so much. And thank you to all the brands that also have supported us through the year. So over 2023. So of course, your Lululemon, as well as your Atlanta Track Club. We want to thank you all so much for being sponsors to us. And also for anybody that has reached out giving us kudos. I think Derek Oxley had messaged us on social media and said congratulations for the consistency. Yeah. So thank you all so much for that. And for the love and continuing to listen. And obviously the passion that Tommy and I have for running and enjoying the running community is why we continue to do it.
Yes, indeedy. Yes, indeedy. Mm-hmm. Now, I did, now that we've given our flowers to our listeners.
Our listeners. To ourselves.
So, exactly. I came across this and can't believe we missed this. So this was a ultra marathon that took place in China in 2021, in May of 2021. 21 people died in the ultra. And I'm like, how did we miss? I don't remember.
I don't remember talking about that at all. In 2021?
Yes. So
the ultra China.
Yeah, it was in China. And supposedly it was one that had been going on for quite a few years. They had a favorite, you know, guy that was, you know, he had won it a few times. But anyway, 21 people died due to a freak storm. I guess that happened during it. People died of exposure. That's a lot of people dying of exposure. But the reason why I happened to find out about it is because the organizers, seven people who were the organizers of this event, are getting jail time. Now, the charge is not what I would call something that I would think we'd hear as a charge in the States, but it was organizing a large-scale event that led to significant safety incident. That was the charge. And seven people are getting anywhere from, I think it said, well, the five defendants were convicted. Let's see here. Anywhere. Oh, here we go. Ranging from 3 to 5.5 years of prison time for running this event that led to these deaths.
Wow.
And based on the story I was reading about it, okay, so in the area it was in, I guess it's a hillside that is frequented by shepherds. So there are caves on the hillside where the shepherds, I guess, sit during their time. I don't know if they live there or if that's just where they sit. But apparently, this shepherd saved at least 5 or 6 people that he had to go up and pull off the mountain and pulled them into his cave, and he started a fire, saved them. But one of the organizers, like the organizer, got to the cave and the shepherd was like, well, there was some other people up there I couldn't get to because it was hailing, sleeting, you know, the ground was slippery. And like by the time the organizer
executed his race.
Well, I guess it was, you know how storms can roll in mountains.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I guess I don't know. Now, I haven't read enough to see what the actual weather was predicted for that day.
Right.
But when you're dealing with valleys and hill and then mountains, storms can roll in out of nowhere.
Right.
So I'm thinking that's what happened. But like literally the organizer was finding the bodies of these runners on the hillside.
Gosh.
Just crazy. Crazy.
Yeah, we definitely didn't talk about that. And that is crazy. And that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
And it's funny. Maybe,
before we started, I meant to go and look and see like how many people total died in ultra marathons in the U.S.
Yeah.
I mean, I would think,
unfortunately feel like it happens more in like Ironmans and things of that nature.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like depending upon if the terrain though, like if you're doing trail or whatever, I mean, I'm pretty sure people do because they push themselves to the max. But I also think that people pass after the race. Like some people get hospitalized after the race from some kind of condition. I've heard a lot of people have concerns with like random blood clots or things like that. You're like, oh, my leg is hurting. You think it's a cramp and it's actually a blood clot and things of that nature. And it usually is because of the exertion and, you know, whatever food intake and all that stuff that's happening. A lot of the concerns that I've seen with like people that are doing like Ironmans and things of that nature, typically they're pretty healthy people, but it's just a random thing that has popped up. And I mean, obviously in some shape or form, they're healthy because they're being able to do all of this strenuous exercise, but it's very sad and unfortunate. But yeah, that would be a good stat to learn.
Yeah, that was kind of, yeah. Honestly, my main thing was, I can't believe we didn't see this.
Back, right, 21 know. People. That is a lot of people. It probably could also be because it was in China. We probably didn't hear about it. But usually if something happens here in the States about, especially if it's 21 people, we're going to hear about it. Runner's World or somebody going to cover it. So.
Well, that's the crazy thing. Because once I saw that article, I Googled it. And all these articles, you know, jumped up from like, most of them were in newspapers, like, you know, New York Times, BBC, you know, places like that. But Men's Journal, which I don't really read Men's Journal that often, but usually it's sent, you know, if I saw something about running in Men's Journal, I figured I would see it, but maybe not. But very unfortunate. Men's
Journal be on a coffee table at the doctor's office.
So I don't, you know, because... You know how nowadays, like, you know, a magazine might send you the article, but then they like, well, if you want to read the rest of it.
You got to pay. Runner's World. Exactly. You got to pay for membership.
I read that first paragraph, and then I try to Google and see if somebody else that I can read for free.
And they cut it out right when it's time, when it get good, when they give you the details. Good. They're like, oh, subscription needed. You're like, bruh, why you got time for that?
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, speaking of China and traveling or whatever for races, so our friends with the Abbott's World Major Marathons, they now have a gold club that you can subscribe to as we're talking about subscriptions. So,
gold club.
Gold
if
club.
You're not from Atlanta, if you're not from Atlanta, you don't know what a gold club is.
Exactly. But let me tell you. That was an Atlanta joke, if anybody picked it up. So, of course, when you are if you have run a Abbott's World Major Marathon, if anybody has run one, you can make an account. It's a free account that you can make, and it basically registers any of your world majors that you have run. So it basically keeps track of any world majors that you have run. And so that is a free account. So, of course, with the free account, you're just getting access to them tracking it. You do get emails about their podcasts and things of that nature that comes up. And sometimes there's like tips and stuff in the emails that they give and different things of that nature. It's just basically little free content that you can get. But for me, it's just tracking that I have done three different world major marathons, two world major marathons at three different times. And it tracks that, that entry. So now they have, again, it's called the Abbott's World Major Marathon Gold Club. There was a limited amount of entries. So the entry opening happened last week and it closed. They did not disclose how many entries were available. However, people are speculating that it was about 800 to 1,000 entries that were out there for you to enroll. Now, it is $279 per year, and it's charged on an annual basis. Now, the perks for this Gold Club is that you get an exclusive gear apparel box. You get race drawing bonuses. So it basically kind of gives you a higher chance to get into some of the other world major marathons. It's not a guarantee, but it's giving you a higher chance to be a part of the world major marathons. They give you partnership offers and discounts. So if there's all different sponsors and stuff that Abbott's World Major Marathons works with, you'll get discounts for that and offers. You get race day experiences for the different Abbott's World Major weekend. You get private race experiences. So if they have certain meetup events that are private, people that are a part of the Gold Club will more than likely get that invite to meetups and meet and greets, probably meeting the elite and things of that nature. You also get the content. So master classes, nutrition conversations, specific content towards training plans, things of that nature. You get a higher exclusive offer when it comes to the age group world ranking event. So those age group championships and stuff that they have, you'll have a higher offering and exclusive offerings to be able to go and see those or participate in those. They also have a private Facebook group and, of course, support online. So there's some perks that you have, but $279. There are a lot of people, obviously, that enroll because it is no longer open. There is a waiting list for it now. And within a week, there's a waiting list for it. So there's a lot of people right now that are on the waiting list to be able to sign up for this gold club. They making money, ain't they? They gonna take our coins.
All right. So let's start with So you get one apparel box, right? It's not monthly. You just
no. Won. Well, you get a they're giving you a welcome box, but a part of the package it says exclusive gear. So they didn't explain if it's once a month or whatever. I think that would be great. I'm pretty sure some of this could pay for 1 year. I mean, if you're getting certain exclusive things, depending upon what it is.
I mean, shoot, for how much they charge for those world major jackets, shoot.
One right there. You know how much money I spent in New York and in Chicago on a gear that I don't even wear right now?
Okay. If they would have said guarantee, because I don't like when people go, you have a better chance. How do I have a better chance? Please explain to me, if they're doing a lottery, what are y'all putting my name in more than once? I mean,
so they call it race entry bonuses. So in a better chance of getting in. You feel for $279, they need to let you in a guarantee.
You need to go ahead and guarantee that. This is what's making me mad. Because how are they getting a leg up? Because from what I've been told by all these world majors, they tell us, oh, it's a lottery. There's no shyster going on. It's a lottery. So if it's a lottery, how are they getting them a better chance?
So this is what it's called. It's on number 3. It says bonus race draw entry. Gold Club members will receive an additional entry into each of their eligible Abbott's World Major Race draws for enhanced odds at gaining access to the majors.
So they get a second entry. That's basically, you have, instead of one, you now have two. So you've doubled your chance to get in.
For the drawing.
Man, ain't that some baloney. Anyway, yeah, for two something, you need to do more than that. I need 10 extra entries.
That part.
to get in. But I don't know. 270, that's like 2 months worth of Trey's Taekwondo. I can't swing it. That's a lot of cheese for what they're saying. So yeah. But now they didn't say how many they got. So I don't know how much money they're actually making on it. Cause I'm sure a company like Abbott, $279 for 1,000 people ain't nothing to them.
Yeah, that's it's probably not. But I also could see them putting a limit on it just because I mean, they have to have partnerships with with all these races. Like, they're Abbott's World Major Marathon, and I'm sure they have contracts with them, and they probably, you know, they've already had, this was probably talked about years ago, but like, this is what's happening, and they have to have an agreement, so I'm pretty sure they had to put a max on it, so.
Yeah, most definitely.
And I don't know if a lot of people heard about it. I actually heard about it from hearing another run influencer that has done, like, this guy runs all the World Major Marathons. He's run each of them twice, I believe, and he has been able to like get in and, you know, do that. He has sponsorships and stuff, but I heard about it from him, and I'm like, I didn't know, but I also failed to read my Abbott's email that I get consistently. I don't read all of them, so I probably just missed it in the email.
Yeah, I didn't either. I ain't tell you. I put my name in for Chicago. I ain't get it
for
either,
next year.
Yeah, I put my name in, and I put it in because I talked to Michael I, and he was talking about running. I told him I'm running with him. I put my name in. He was like, oh, my daughter's wedding. So he didn't even put his name in. So I'm glad.
Oh, you would have been out here by yourself. Yeah.
I wouldn't have mind. I was like, you know what? I wouldn't mind running again.
Because you've run it before, Chicago. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Chicago. It would have been a fun experience. But yeah, I didn't get in. So, which is surprising because,
Now, you know what is so crazy? I think because each time that I have tried to get into a world major, I have gotten in. Like, I knew that New York was hard and I never tried because I was like, I just never tried. Yeah. And so the time that I did get in, obviously we didn't go through the lottery process.
Yeah.
And so, but then each time for Chicago, I went through the lottery process and got in. So in my mind, I thought that Chicago was like the easiest world major to get into.
Yeah.
And then over the last couple of years, I've been seeing so many people get denied that I know. And I'm like, what? Because I got in both years back to back without through the lottery without an issue. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because I got into Chicago twice.
It's become more popular. Like, not mm-hmm. just that, but I feel like more people are being, over the last 5 years, I think like more people are interested in running the world majors. And so the field is getting larger. And so obviously yeah. there's going to be less decline. So,
yeah. Yeah. I was with you because I got in Chicago, was injured and didn't run it. And then, you know, got in again, you know, the next year with no mm-hmm. problem. So I was like, yeah, Chicago's nothing. It's like getting the Peachtree, yeah. whatever.
Yeah.
But, yes. But I guess not. So Chicago was like, oh, really? Okay. What's his yeah. name? Yeah.
Or even that, like getting into Peachtree, when people be like, I didn't get in, I'd be like, what? Like, it's just confusing for me. But I also exactly. realized that I have privilege when it comes to that. Like, as far as like, we can become a member and we use it and we can automatically get in as long as you do what you're supposed to do. But yeah, yeah so. But even when yeah. I wasn't a member, I was still getting into Peachtree without a problem. I don't think I was ever denied a bid for Peachtree.
So were you, because you've been doing, you did Peachtree a long time. Were you doing it back when you had to get on? Yeah, you had to get on the computer and yes. like, you know, keep hitting refresh.
Immediately. Yes, yes, yes. Yes,
I remember those days.
It was nerve-wracking. Like, it would sell out within minutes. Like, it was...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, trying to get in. People like, oh, did you get in? Hey, buy me a ticket. You know, trying yeah, to, everybody's trying to yeah. get one.
Or people selling yeah. tickets. Like, they are yeah. concert well, tickets
my first
on
Peachtree,
the side.
My first Peachtree, I bought a bib from somebody. Some
people
dude.
Be, and then they be doubling them prices because they like, it's nah, an exclusive.
Yeah. It was like
gone.
$25. Yeah, way okay. gone.
Them days are, yeah. days are gone. I think the pandemic changed that excitement of Peachtree. I think it really has shifted since then.
Yeah.
That excitement is no longer there. Not that Peachtree yeah. is not exciting. I think that the want and the grabs for it has shifted. And I think because they've obviously Atlanta Track Club has done a lot of different options now. Like, they've changed the options on being able to get in. There's option to be yeah. virtual, which is different. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I've said, hey, if they keep doing virtual, I'm going to keep doing virtual. I'm just mm-hmm. going to go the night before, do my thing. And I
think?
Mean, my since COVID, my want,
to get down there.
Well, my want to be in any kind of large mass of people has mm-hmm. completely changed. I am very much, you know, against, I'm not big on concerts. I went to a Falcons game. The Bucks were in town, so I went to the Falcons game, which was fine. But I am very much not the person that wants to be in large groups of people anymore. It just mm-hmm. I've kind of shied away from that.
I feel you. Well, speaking of crowds and concerts, did you hear? I'm going to preface this with, I am not a Swiftie. I am not. If you was to ask me to name a Taylor Swift song, I could not do it.
You know who she dating? I mean, you know that?
I do. The dude from the Chiefs. I do know yeah. about that, because people be yeah. hot. They tired of seeing her, and y'all men just want to watch football. Y'all just want to watch football, and y'all tired of seeing her blonde hair itself in the camera every 5 minutes, trying to see who she high-fiving in the suites. So I see that. I do see that. But I don't keep up with her nothing more, no more than that. But yes, I'm pretty yeah. sure she's annoying. And for our football fans, between that mm-hmm. and Simone Biles being at games, y'all tired of seeing them on y'all screens.
Yeah, Simone be football. Chilling. Simone on the sideline. She got her parka on.
Yeah.
She just low-key after the game, she go give a kiss. Now, it's more to do with the cameraman than really Swifties. What's okay. the name? It's more Swift. To do with the camera than Taylor Swift. Because I don't think Taylor Swift is more excited than anybody.
That's why he's
jumping up and down. Because they probably have a camera aimed at her during the whole game, and they just show like when she reacts. Because she was yeah. cussing, they knocked a boy over, and she was cussing and fussing, boy.
What? See,
yeah, they knocked. He flopped. He really wasn't. They didn't really do it. It really wasn't anything. But she jumping up and
yeah,
you know all that. It's going to be ugly when that ends. It's really going to be ugly when
that
ends.
It's going to be ugly, but everybody anticipated, because they said that her album is going to be bomb. when she is. You know, sometimes singers make really good albums after a breakup. Yeah. So everybody excited. Exactly. They like, when it's going to end, because our music is going to be good. Mind you, again, I'm not a Swiftie, so she does not pop up on my timeline. But over the last couple weeks, Taylor Swift has been on my timeline for Running, though. So she went on an interview and explained that her training for the, let me make sure I get the Eras Tour. And if any Swifties listen to us, if I said it wrong, that's okay. I'm not a Swiftie. But for the Eras Tour, and for her training, she would run on the treadmill and sing her songs. And that is what helped her to build her endurance to practice for her tour. I said that is amazing. So, you know, of course, people ran with that and was like, how many miles can Taylor Swift run? Is she a marathoner? They were going in. I'm like, child, she runs, which I'm pretty sure a lot of celebrities run. It's good cardio.
Well, yeah. I mean, if anybody's gone to like one of those big concerts, once again, I have not, but I've seen a lot of them on, you know, screen, you know, streaming and stuff like that. I haven't watched, you know, Taylor Swift's recent one, but I've seen a lot of concerts with big stars, you know, Beyonce, Janet Jackson, Usher, you know, that is a workout.
It is.
That is a serious workout. You got to be in shape for as long as these. And I mean, she got a few albums. It ain't like she got one hit. She got some albums that she truly, you know, got to be up there. And she moves and she dances. They say the reason Prince had to walk with a cane is because of all the dancing he used to do when he went on tour and had to get on painkillers. It's like being an athlete. So I guess she felt like, if I can run 2 miles singing, you know, Shake It Off, then... Yeah. I can get on that stage. I can get on that stage and do my thing. Yeah, I mean, I know her songs. Come on now. Don't act like you don't know the damn song.
I couldn't tell you. That is hilarious. You know. But yeah, so Taylor Swift getting her miles in. She came up on my timeline because people was excited that Taylor Swift is a runner. So that was exciting to see. It was very interesting to see. I said, okay, well, I mean, it makes sense, because if you're running, you try to do conversational pace, right? Like, you know that you are in shape. I know that I am in shape if I can run easily and have a conversation easily, and I'm not like in the and like gasping for each in between each individual word, and I can actually have a conversation. Then I know that I am in pretty decent shape. So I think when it comes to being able to run and sing, that she's in good shape. So
yeah, and I mean, come on now. I know you've seen the concert or the performance where they dance so much, and the person like, and they trying to breathe, and I have. That's when they be like, "Hey, switch the music on, because I'm not going to be let the backup singer sing."
And I think that's why people also love Beyonce. So I've been to what, 2 Beyonce concerts at this point now, and the amount of dancing that she does along with it, you have to be in shape. Like, it's not she obviously has fans on her, but all of the shaking and doing and stuff that she does and still sounds amazing. Like, it takes skill to be able to do that. So,
Miss Swift, go ahead, Miss Swift. You're a runner. I'll say you're a runner and a football fan. You're just all American. Look at you, Taylor.
All American, not all American. Look hilarious, at you, Taylor. Well, Tommy, do you have anything else? Are we closing out for 2023?
It is over. 2023 is over. We're getting ready to jump into 2024. Yes. I hope everybody has a safe holiday. Enjoy your holidays.
Yes.
I work in the insurance industry, in the claims department. I do a lot of adjusting, and we get a lot of during this time of year, a lot of adjusters take, you know, just like anybody else during the Christmas holidays, they try to take time off. And all these public adjusters, these are people who are basically like lawyers. They represent the homeowners. A lot of times they kind of handle the claim for the homeowners. They all calling, and we like, dude, because they like upset that these people are taking time off. I'm like, dude, we don't get to take any time off. Yes, let these people be with their family. So enjoy your time. Take a break from the running, put your feet up.
Yeah.
Watch It's a Wonderful Life. Watch the football. Christmas Day is the first time you should start looking at basketball. NBA is coming on. So enjoy your holiday. And if you still if you're still the person that goes out on New Year's Eve, enjoy yourself.
Be safe. Be safe. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. Be safe. Happy holidays. And thank you all so much for all of the support that you have provided Tommy and I and the Run Duo for 2023. We love you guys. Have a good one.
Peace.